Sama dharma titiksha. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses, practicing tolerance. And so on. Upajaye, by the means, janatam, the people in general, anushasasam, he ruled over. Translation. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a kshatriya and followed the instructions of the brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of Vanasam Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and Shudras. Prabhupada. Although Rishabhdev knew all the Vedic instructions perfectly well, he nonetheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to perfectly maintain the social order. The Brahmanas would give advice according to the Shastras, and all the other castes would follow. The word Brahma means perfect knowledge of all activities, and this knowledge is very confidentially described in the Vedic literature. Men trained perfectly as Brahmanas should know all Vedic literature, and the benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. The general populace should follow the perfect brahmana. In this way, one can learn how to control the mind and senses, and thus gradually advance the spirit. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadha Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just missing one particular sloka. Just find We are reading today about Maharaj Rishabhdev, very interesting shloka. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya and followed the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense control, tolerance, and so forth. Thus he ruled the people according to the system of Varnashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas administer to the state through the Vaishyas and Shudras. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhastaya Bhutale Madhubhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sonyavari Paskatyadi Patarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When a low-class man gets position, he becomes nasty and puffed up, totally inaccessible, unzugänglich, for good advice. A high-class personality, however, can be given position and responsibility, and this disease does not spring up in his heart. We find here that Maharaj Rishabhdev, although being placed at the head of state, remains still subservient to the Brahmanas. In other words, he follows the Brahmanas in their most important instruction to human beings. The instructions of Brahmanas to human beings are actually pertaining to sense control, mind control, and tolerance. We find a little later Maharaj Rishabhdev sitting before 100 princes, powerful men, and he gives them an instruction. Nayam deho deha vajam niriloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujanye. That comes in chapter 5. Tapodivyam putra kayena sadvam shudyetas mad brahmasokyam tvanantam. He says, tapodivyam, by tapasya, that means sense and mind control, one can purify his position in life, and should yet yasmad brahma sokyam panantam, and come to the divine position of brahma sokyam, eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness. By tapasya, this is possible. When a person who is sick with sugar eats a heavy diet of halava and gulab jamuns and jalebis, he will suffer more. Although in the initial phase, am Anfang, his enjoyment will be bigger, since he eats the sugar. In the same way, as a sugar sick patient, a diabetic patient, has to be restricted by tapasya, that means voluntary restraint, freiwilliges Zurückhaltung, we living entities have to also be restrained in our sense and mind mind. If we let loose the control, our mind and senses, which are sitting places of lust, will be driven to activities which are harmful. Just like the person who has a disease, if he lets go of his senses, he will eat in such an irresponsible way that he will be totally finished. This often can be seen in India when the guests, the visitors, have what is called flutter otto, disease of the digestive system. If they let go their tongue, this will continue for a month. We know of devotees who ran around, who ran to the fields for the whole duration of their stay in India because they couldn't control the little guy between the teeth. Why is it that our existential position in this world is compared to the position of a sick man? It is because, as I think Shakespeare said, we are fastened to a machine of the body, sick with desire. I want. This is diseased position of the living entity in this material world. He is sick with desire, material desires. And therefore, if he lets go of his senses and his mind, a dangerous position will ensue. Now, Maharaj Rishabhdev, although having obtained a very high position, he was a king, and all the sensual pleasures were at his command, he nevertheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in regard to mind and sense control. He voluntarily followed the instruction of the doctors, who could bring him up to the position of spiritual life. He gave an example. Although Maharaj Rishabhdev is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he, in order to teach us, gave this example of accepting direction. There's only one person in the in existence who doesn't need direction. That's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is called Asamurdva. Asamurdva means there's no one who is equal to him. Krishna is free to do anything and everything because sinful reactions or reactions of his activities can never touch him. Therefore, he is called also Apapa Vidam. To give you a simple example, the king can easily order someone to be hanged and he will not be convicted like a criminal. However, if, for instance, Madan Mohan would take Bhakta Marcos to the next tree after a disturbed discussion about a question of Bhakta Marcos, that would be highly sinful and he would be touched by the sinful reaction. Krishna is totally just, please watch this example which is given by Prabhupada, is totally free from all reaction. He can actually do anything and everything and there would be no reaction which touches him. This is, however, not the position of the living entity. For every little act which we do, there is a reaction. For every little thing, there is a reaction for us. Even if we think bad, even if we sleep long, even if we eat too much, immediately there is a reaction. Krishna is free from this. Now, because we are in this position of being always subdued to reactions of our activities, we do need reactions. We do need instructions. And these instructions come to us in the human form of life as tapas in the form of tapasya. I remember once in Vrindavan there was a devotee called, he was the leader of our Sankirtan party, and he decided to follow the vow of Kartik. Now there are several vows which devotees undertake when the month of Kartik comes. Some vows are in relationship to eating. For instance, there is this one practice where you adopt the eating process of the cow. It's only for once a day that you are allowed to eat, and the way you do it is you bow your head down eat while sitting up. In other words, your stomach, or your belly, or your stomach is higher than your mouth. And that is a very difficult way of eating, because you somehow have to bring the food through the throat, I mean through the Speiseröhre, through the tube here, up to your into your stomach. It's almost like an acrobatic feat. So you can only, I suppose the way it's done is you eat until you cannot any longer, and then you get up like this, and then it all sinks down in the Speiseröhre by the gravitational force. It will finally reach your stomach. So this devotee was doing this process and stopped preaching, therefore. Now, tapasya is, as we are just now discussing, important for Krishna, for spiritual development. Prabhupada, however, was not satisfied with this devotee. He said that real tapasya is following the orders of the spiritual master, and you should preach and not eat like the cow. This is the real tapasya. Now, if you go to think about this, you will come to an interesting philosophical point which is raised by Niva Goswami. First of all, are you all with me? Do you understand why tapasya is important? Tapasya is important because we are sick with desire, or to put it in a more philosophical term, our mind and senses and intelligence is occupied by lusty desires to enjoy this material world. The temperature of tapa means also temperature. Lust can be described to be like a temperature which becomes higher and higher if you are not careful. You know, just like any other fever, the fever of lust increases if it is not stopped. So to bring down the fever, to bring down the tapasya, the medicine of tapasya is absolutely required. So hopefully you are with me and you have understood this first point. Now the second point is raised by Jiva Goswami. He asked the question, the chanting of the holy name is described in Shastra as a means which doesn't need purvashchita. What is purvashchita? Purvashchita means rules and regulations which are purva, which are done before the actual practice. For instance, when you do deity worship, you need to do things before. You need to cleanse your body. You need to chant the appropriate mantras, you need to put the paraphernalia into place, and you need to identify yourself as an eternal servant of Krishna before you actually can start. Yes? These are activities which are done before the act. Chanting of Hare Krishna, however, doesn't need any purificatory process. You can even chant Hare Krishna when you are not yet bathed, even when your teeth are still in need of brushing. You can still chant. So So he makes the point, if chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is an independently powerful activity, then why do we need a spiritual master? If chanting is enough to bring you back home, back to Godhead, if chanting purifies all the sinful sins which are covering your heart, then why need a spiritual master? I think there is some truth in what you say. Jiva Goswami, however, gives another point. And it has very much to do with the discussion beforehand. Jiva Goswami's point is that the real disease in the heart can only be purified by the spiritual master. And that real disease is the desire to act independently of Krishna. You see, you can chant Hare Krishna and you can read in the scriptures and you can become a useless devotee who only does his own plan. It is possible, in theory. It never happens in Germany, but it is possible in theory. Only if you follow the instructions of your spiritual master, this independent nature goes away. Now, you will be shocked to hear that this is also what we are most afraid of. to give up my independence, my holy cow in the heart. this is possible. Therefore, sometimes the spiritual master, knowing that his disciple is not up to the standard, will not give him any instructions to not disturb him totally, and so on and so forth. But just in theory, this is the tapasya, like Srila Prabhupada told this leader of the bus program, who had his own ideas how to spend the month of Kartik by following the cow process. The eating process of the cow. That was not a bad idea. It had to do with tapasya. There was one devotee, Bhavananda, who described how he did this for a month. And you know, once you go up like this, once you have finished your meal, once you have finished your eating position, this cow position, then you cannot go back and eat more. It's whatever you get during one position, that's what you eat for the day. Tapasya. Can't eat so much. Best is you just eat khichdi, then you get the most into your because you don't have to chew so much. That's the trick if you want to do it. But it's difficult, nevertheless. So, this independent nature has to be given up. See, if you dress, Prabhupada said, when we go to the moon planet, we have to dress up. Get the moon dress, moon boots, not the moon boots which are sold in the department stores here on Earth, the real moon boots you have to get at climatic and surf at moon klima dress and so on and so forth. Then only we will be able to move about on the moon. The same way when we want to go into the sun, this is a classical example, you have to get a fire body, otherwise you can't move about there. So if you want to go to the pavitram paramam, that is the supreme pure, the supreme personality of Godhead, you yourself will have to become purified from this desire to enjoy it. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarva yoni sukunteya muktaya tadvai jivaras maha sarva sambhavantiya asambrama mahat yoniya. Yes, aham vija pradaptita. Krishna says he is a seed-giving father of all living entities. In other words, he has everything under his control. He is the father. He is the creator. And in the Bhagavad, in the Upanishad is said, Ishavasyam idam sarvam. He is the controller of everything. So, as soon as you take something which is not meant for you, you become a criminal. Now you can see, in any other relationship, this would mean absolute terror, absolute trouble. But Krishna is so merciful that he somehow allows it. Nevertheless, the living entity who tries to enjoy independence from Krishna is a criminal. And let us say, we would take Gaurachandra's glasses away from him and his nice dhoti, especially the silken dhoti for special preaching events. He would become highly disturbed. It doesn't take much to disturb Gaurachandra, but this would really be too much. So, because of such a criminal mentality, he would immediately give up his relationship to the devotee who did this. Now Krishna, just imagine the situation, this is a human example. Krishna is constantly being robbed by us. We constantly take from Krishna. But he never ever does anything. And he is even not willing to give up the relationship with us. Just see Krishna's nature. But nevertheless, in the strict sense of the term, we are criminals through and through, capable to be punished. This is what is done if you fall under the lusty mentality. You become a criminal meant to be punished. We should be punished much, much, much more. Sometimes we scream in agony, why am I sick? Why did this happen? We deserve much, much, much more. Kritam vipakam. By our activities, we are meant to get more. But Krishna is so kind, just like a rich father who is kind to his criminal son who stole the car and drove it into the next abyss upfront. Krishna tolerates only a little reaction he gets, then it's really getting too much. So when are we going to stop this, taking away things from Krishna which are meant for Krishna's service and using them in the service of our wild minds and uncontrolled senses? We need to come to this platform of purity in order to become accepted in the circle of Krishna's loyal and trusted servants. So this is this we find here. Maharaj Rishabdev, although being in a very high position, nevertheless followed the instructions and the jokingly about a disciple. I remember it was in on a morning walk in Germany. This disciple donated an airplane to his spiritual master, and the Sarasvata Master asked, where did you get the money from? And to buy an airplane. And he smiled to say, it's all your money. It's all your money. What he meant to say is that he just took the money and gave it and purchased an airplane and flew around in the airplane saying, but this is for the service of my spiritual master. So the devotee, here in this movement, we have everything actually. You have a place to sleep, nice clothes, good walkmen, a car to drive around. We should utilize all this in the service of our spiritual master, not in the service of our own senses and minds, and so on. And the moment one surrenders to this principle, the moment one does it, should yet Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam, the fever of lusty desires goes down, and we become healthy and happy members of the movement for Krishna consciousness. It's the same moment it happens. I mean, we all know, and devotees, we aspire for this. We want to go and do service because we remember, even though it's sometimes hard to be on the road, but there is where the bliss is. There is where the satisfaction of the heart lies. Because then we enter the sun. We have come. The fire of tapasya has purified us so that the other fire, the fire of lust, the desires, went down, and then we are able to enter the sun. Yesterday I was discussing with two devotees about this point. There was next to Jagannath Das Babaji. Do you all know Jagannath Das Babaji? Who doesn't know Jagannath Das Babaji? You. Jagannath Das Babaji is in the line of disciplic succession. He is the spiritual master before Gokushodas. Let me just see. No, before Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Before Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he grew up to be 147 years old. Once he was in Vrindavan and he told his servant Bihari, quickly go to the kutir, to the little hut of Jai Krishnadas. Something is happening. Then Bihari went, he saw that Jai Krishnadas' body was on fire. And there was a mystical glow in the kutir. But he was not disturbed like, you know, like one is disturbed when one holds his hand in fire. I mean, it's a disturbing sensation. No. He was just sitting there in deep absorption. So they got all the villagers to see because, and they saw him. This Jai Krishnadas had an interesting story which happened to him. He was actually a very dear devotee, a very advanced devotee, who once did a mistake which was not tolerated by Srimati Radharani. And therefore he experienced troubles in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, if you misbehave in Vrindavan, you are actually not able to live longer in Vrindavan. You either become sick so that you have to go to the hospital in Agra, or you just become so restless that you just you just can't stand it any longer in Vrindavan, although it's so nice in another way. So in Gorkhashoda, when Jagannath Das Babaji saw this fire, he said, "Oh, it's the Virahanela," he exclaimed. That means the fire of separation. This Jai Krishna Das felt so sorry for his mistake that he actually felt a deep feeling of separation from Krishna. "Oh, I'm so foreign, I will never reach you. I'm sorry," and like this. So then, when this was there, Jagannath Das Babaji, who is a great personality, put three giviks on the forehead. And then the real fire came. This was some mystic, some other fire. But then, when he put this, then the real fire went, shoo! And in a moment, the body of Jai Krishna Das was a heap of ashes. So, I have told you just now the uncommon passing away of Jai Krishna Das. This was the hour of his death, so to say, which was to come. And he went back home, back to Krishna. So, what you can learn from this story, it happened 200 years ago, is that the fire of repentance was necessary. You can say, why, if Radharani is so merciful, did this devotee have to regret his mistake? Well, that's the mercy of Krishna, that you can do something to make good for your mistakes. This performing means of tapasya is a sign of regret. It's a sign that we understand, I did wrong, I must now control my mind and my senses by engaging them in the service of the spiritual master. This fire of tapasya will burn away all the impurities, just like in Jai Krishna's case. He felt so much separation, he felt so much regret, that actually a kind of fire, mystical fire, went up. Then, when he was purified, he could enter the pure, the eternal kingdom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are in the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Don't think now that one day you will also develop a fire. Dirk will be on fire and we will bring Lassi and put it over his head. It's not that. In Mahaprabhu's movement, we have a great possibility to become freed from contamination by the chanting of the holy name. Yeah, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. So now I want to finish my little presentation. I hope that you have become very happy inside, full of inspiration to serve Krishna in this preaching mission according to the instructions of your own spiritual master, and this way burn up all the impurities within the heart and become fully realized Krishna conscious devotees. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects? I hope my example didn't bewilder you with this Jai Krishna. Was it? It was meant as an illustration. Did you Understand?
Gut, Dirk. Ja, mach das.
Pontieren, klar, Pontieren sind nutzlos, aber nicht wieder was Pontieren erzählt. Ja, gut. Ja. Nein. Nein. Dann machst du einfach. Machst du einfach einen nice Service. Yes, besonders wenn du hast jetzt die Unterweisung zum Busprogramm zu gehen, dann machst du das einfach. Und dann geht es schon. Dann wirst du auch schnell eingeweiht. We have to be initiated because the spirit of the initiation will bring you to a level of a very advanced devotional service. We waste so much time with after our initiation with just settling ourselves, putting our body and mind at some place. We should do service. This is a real thing which should be done after initiation. Ja, Krishanti. What to do in a Sankirtan group of independent Sankirtanas who all like to do what they want to do? Well, you should make arrangements that one thing is taken care of, and that is that everyone distributes books. Now, if there are devotees who have their own styles, you know, who if it is possible and it doesn't disturb this main goal, then one can maybe in a certain frame, in a gewissen Rahmen, let everyone be his own individualistic person. But the measurement is, you know, when you say, well, Prabhu, here you have to really change, is the question is his activity or her activity, your responsibilities, is it disturbing to the goal or not? And you should, ich weiß nicht, das ist vielleicht nicht so klar formulieren können in Englisch. Da gibt es ein Ziel auf Sankirtan, das ist Bücher zu verteilen, viele Bücher. Wenn jetzt diese unabhängigen Geister, die mit dir reisen, dieses Ziel erfüllen, dann kann man vielleicht sagen, okay, deine unabhängige Natur ist so gestaltet, dass du glücklich wärst, wenn du jetzt vor dem Morgenprasadam deine Yoga-Übung machst, zum Beispiel, oder irgendetwas, dann kannst du das sicherlich machen. Aber so wie du merkst, dass die unabhängige Natur eigentlich diese die Ausführung der Unterweisung stört, nämlich Sankirtan zu gehen, und auch den Gruppenrhythmus stört, der ja auch Sankirtan geht, dann musst du dem Devotee geduldig klar machen, dass das eigentlich nicht das ist, weswegen er mit auf die Sankirtan-Party gekommen ist. Warum bist du dann mitgekommen, musst du dann sagen. Also du musst dich jetzt hier doch dem Rhythmus anpassen, der förderlich ist für die Buchverteilung. Das sollte man nicht toll. Ja, toll. Man soll es dem Devotee einfach klar machen und dann wird er sich schon verändern. Ja. What is your name? Jalashaya Acha. Thank you. Temple devotee should come to all the spiritual programs, even though he feels bored sometimes. And that is the tapasya. You can always see there are temple devotees who unfortunately don't follow this, and then if this becomes prevalent, if it spreads, this not following of the program, the atmosphere in the temple becomes just goes down, the spiritual atmosphere goes down. And then do your service in a nice way, do everything which is required in a good way. That's the tapasya. Don't just do it to get away. And a temple devotee, it's one thing which I remember Harikesh Maharaj has often said it in the beginning. A temple devotee must become responsible. Like if you see that something is totally chaotic and is not taken care of, you could take two positions. One is, not my duty. The other is, well, it's Krishna's temple and I'm living here. I can't tolerate this. Yesterday, for instance, I went for a little japa walk and came, there was a staircase and there were about 5 sleeping bags were lying there. And it looked really like this Roman, like the Roman, you know, the gypsies. And there was a Madhavi sitting on top of it. And I just couldn't believe it. You know, she was peacefully reading a love letter she had gotten by her husband. And I just thought, where is the sense of responsibility of this young woman? It is not yet developed, but we live in such a time when you say something, you will be brought before the Mataji Council. You know. But this is not very good. You know, devotees must become responsible. This is tapasya sometimes. So Vishya? Yeah, most devotees are like this. If their independence is taken away, or even a subtle attempt, a small attempt is made, then the doubts are there. Sure, it is. It shows, well, I wouldn't say it's immediately offensive, it is just shows a very, how do you say, not a very mature relationship to the spiritual master. It's nicht sehr reif, diese Beziehung to the spiritual master. I had this experience. I once told one disciple very clearly one thing, and from that time on, he has doubts. Yeah, it's Kali Yuga. Yeah, it shows it's not a very mature understanding of the relationship to begin with. Very disappointing and very saddening, actually. But it is Kali Yuga. It's a very bad age for spiritual life. Markus. Deine gute Frage jetzt aber. Ja. Well, accept the guru in the heart, Marcos. This is a very, very advanced state. There are many who have accepted him formally on the fire of initiation, but a very small percentage of those have accepted him in the heart. It means actually, yes, you are my master, please guide me to Krishna. And it means he gives up his independent nature and surrenders it to the lotus feet of his spiritual master. See, in your question, you say, well, okay, I'm not yet formally initiated, but if I accepted him in the heart, is that all right? I mean, is that like an initiation and so on? And the answer is yes, but don't think it's a cheap thing. It means something very deep. If you have accepted him in the heart, I suppose so. Then, if you have accepted him in the heart, you will be initiated in a matter of seconds. Marcos, goes so fast. And then you will be. Du hast nicht verstanden, was ich dir versucht zu vermitteln. Dieses Akzeptieren im Herzen ist nicht eine billige Sache. Die kommt manchmal erst nach der Einweihung und manchmal gar nicht das ganze Leben hindurch. Nicht? Das ist nicht so billig. So, wenn du ihn im Herzen akzeptierst, wird Krishna das schnell machen, dass du eingeweiht wirst. Überlege einfach, was ich dir gesagt habe. Da ist die Antwort drin. Du wirst es verstehen. Es ist anders, als du sie haben wolltest, die Antwort. Aber wenn du jetzt überlegst, kriegst du sie mit. Hundertprozentig. Du bist durchschnittlich intelligent und das wird deiner Intelligenten nicht entgehen, dieser Punkt. Yes. Gut, die nächste Frage. Nein. Carmen?